At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Slash Film Daily. Today is Thursday, August 15th, 2024. On today's episode of the show, we are going to try to rank the Alien movies ahead of the release of Alien Romulus and come up with a group top five list. My name is Ben Pearson. I'm an editor at slashfilm.com, and I'm joined on today's episode by Slash Film editors Brad Oman.
Hey, that's me.
BJ Colangelo.
Hi, hi, hiya.
Slash Film editor and chief film critic Chris Evangelista.
Hello.
And staff writer Ryan Scott.
Hey everyone, how's it going?
All right, Fede Alvarez's Alien Romulus opens in theaters today, and we're going to devote tomorrow's episode to talking about that movie with both non-spoiler and spoiler sections of that conversation, so look forward to that. As with the past couple of rankings that we've done on this podcast, we are not going to include the brand new movie in today's ranking. We are aiming to assemble a group top five list of movies in the Alien franchise, and I'll say right off the bat, we're not including the Alien versus Predator movies. Those feel like a different thing. They're not going to be part of this discussion. I also want to say that because I have not seen all of these films, I still have not caught up with Alien 3 or Alien Resurrection. I'm going to try to serve as like a facilitator today and maybe only weigh in if I'm needed in some kind of tiebreak situation. So I'm going to set all this up and then I'll ask you all to sort of figure out the hard parts here of the ranking. So before we get started, I want to mention that Chris spoke a little about the Alien franchise on yesterday's episode of the podcast, and I thought he made a great point about part of the reason these movies are special, which is that even though they share similar iconography and have some surface level similarities, each Alien movie feels distinct. And I suspect that that means this conversation could get a little contentious based on personal taste and preference and things like that, but we'll see if we can end up agreeing on a group list here. So in this case, we only have six movies to choose from. Here are the contenders: Ridley Scott's Alien, James Cameron's Aliens, David Fincher's Alien 3, Jean-Pierre Genet's Alien Resurrection, Ridley Scott's Prometheus, and Ridley Scott's Alien Covenant. So I have a quick proposal for how to approach this. I think since only one of these movies will not make the cut, I suggest you all try to decide which movie doesn't make it first, so we can go ahead and take that one off the board. So does anybody have any suggestions for how to approach that?
I can be a hater and say that I am very much on team I hate Alien Resurrection.
Yeah, allow me to jump on BJ's bandwagon too.
Yeah, Alien Resurrection's terrible.
And like, let me just say for the record, a lot of people will say, you know, the Alien movies are a lot like pizza. Like, even when it's bad, it's pretty good. And even when it's microwaved the next day, it's still pretty good. That is something that I definitely do agree with. But I think Resurrection is a movie where the directorial style and the screenwriting is like, they're just fighting each other the entire way. So it's a fun watch because it's a mess, but it's the one that I revisit the least because I just don't care.
Okay, it seems like everybody's on board with that. Chris, I haven't heard from you. Are you okay with dumping Resurrection right off the start here?
Yeah, I don't think it's terrible. I kind of appreciate how weird it is. It's a really weird, weird movie, but it definitely would not be in a top five or whatever it is.
Okay. All right. So I don't know. Do you guys want to try to do like go in reverse order almost, like leading up to the number one movie and see now that we know what the five are, it's just about placement at this point. So
I mean, like, yeah, honestly, is anyone not going to rank Alien as number one, like the original movie? Like, I feel like that's like a given. Like, maybe
Yeah, that's pretty close to a given, although I've always like personally liked Aliens a little more. But I think as I've gotten older, I've come to appreciate, you know, because I think like just when you're younger, you see them and you like what you like. And I think I liked Aliens more when I was younger. And that's still, I think it's the one I enjoy watching more. But it is difficult to argue against Alien being on the top of this list. So I would maybe, you know, I could, if other people were going to go to bat for Aliens, I would maybe do that, but I don't get the sense that that's where this is going, and I'm not going to hold up the train just for my So
if it makes you feel any better, Ryan, I also am a, I prefer Aliens to Alien as a general watcher, but ranking things is very difficult because I feel like taking into like historical importance, genre changing impact, like all of that is more important than I will always put a movie with Bill Paxton above pretty much anything else. Like that should not be my focus when ranking a movie. So like, I feel like it's pretty solid that Alien will be at number one, but if other people want to argue for Aliens, like that's at least fun to me.
Well, it sounds like, well, what do you think, Brad?
It's Alien number one for me all the way. I love Aliens, don't get me wrong, but it's Alien in the top spot.
Okay. Well, this seems
well,
like...
that's fair enough. Cause I think for me, like it's not even historical context and all that. Like just, I think like what you're looking at is a situation where you have two arguably perfect movies at the top of this list and they're two very different movies. So it does become somewhat of an apples to oranges situation, but like, let's say Aliens is the orange. You don't get to the orange without the apple. So I think like at the end of the day, if you're going to have to settle on an argument, it might just be that, you know, that's the case. So I would tend to agree with Chris's logic here that maybe we just agree that Alien is up top and then we go from there.
Yeah, this is what I was talking about with the personal taste and preference kind of thing. Because it is, yeah, it's very much like a Terminator 2 versus Terminator type of situation. Very, very similar there.
Oh, so like that is honestly like the best comparison to make with Alien and Aliens because they really do feel like they are shifting genre so much, but they're both so good at what they do between being a sci-fi horror film versus like a more sci-fi action film with horror elements to it. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of like, what do you want? But also in looking at like what this franchise becomes, I do think that Alien is more representative of the franchise as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we can go ahead and just lock in Ridley Scott's Alien as the number one movie. So now we have 2 through 5 here. And I'm just curious, like, I'll just kind of bounce around between all of you and just kind of see if you guys have any suggestions or anything. So, I don't know, Chris, I'll go to you first, I guess. Is there any movie or placement that you are kind of eyeing here as we create our group list?
I mean, I'm worried this is going to be like a boring podcast because it's like seems obvious, but like it just feels like Aliens has to be number two. Like it just feels like that's the given. Alien is number one. Aliens is number two. I feel like that's like it's really hard to argue with that order. It just seems obvious. Like really, it's like I mean, how can you argue against that? I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like the real conversation to have here is between like 3 and 4 and 5, or well, I guess it'd just be 3 and 4 of like, do people on here understand that Prometheus is great or are people wrong? Like, I think that's the conversation that's going to get interesting.
Okay. So I guess before we get into that, before we wade into those waters, does anybody have a case for any other movie aside from Aliens being number two, just like a hot take or anybody think, you know, the list might be more interesting, so we should go down that route or whatever, anybody at all? No.
There's no take hot enough. Like Aliens truly is, like I said, like it is a perfect movie, like, and just in the way that Alien is a perfect movie, but they're two very different perfect movies. So I think like, yeah, and then the rest of the franchise is a fascinating bundle of arguments to be had, which we're probably about to have. But yeah, I think it's, and again, it's not a bad thing, but I do think Chris is right in that it's a little boring and that those two are the locks for 1 and 2. And it's hard for me to imagine an argument for a different one, but I'd be open to hearing it for a certain film on this list, but we'll see.
Okay. All right. Well, unless there are any objections, they'll go ahead and lock in James Cameron's Aliens at the number 2 slot. So now we have 3, 4, and 5. Actually, let's take a quick break and then we'll be right back.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
All right, so we have 3, 4, and 5 to decide here. And we have Alien 3, Prometheus, and Alien Covenant as the movies here. So, BJ, what do you think should go next? You just offer something up, and then the arguments will flow from there, I think.
Prometheus. Final answer.
As number three?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
To hell. No.
First, I'd just like to point out that Prometheus has the disadvantage of not having Alien in the title, so fuck off.
Yeah, and that Prometheus tells me that you don't like underdog stories. Wow. Way to perpetuate the status quo.
You know what? You're right. I don't. Underdogs can shove off.
Prometheus also has the disadvantage of being a not very good movie if it exists on an island on its own. And I'll say that about it. I will have more to say about Prometheus once we talk about another movie on this list. But I'll actually have probably some contradictory things to say about Prometheus in some ways, but putting it above, well, screw it. I'll just say putting it above Covenant is utter, like, it is an utter sin in my eyes. But that's probably showing my hand what I think should come next, but if
you like xenomorphs that run on all fours looking like Megan running on all fours, like, by all means.
I do, BJ, I do.
Gross.
Also, now we have a problem with people who walk differently.
Okay, so it's clear what BJ wants. It's clear what Ryan wants. Chris, what would you say if you had your druthers here?
I would put Covenant at three. I like both.
My man.
And Covenant. I think they're both worthwhile. I just like Covenant a little bit more because Covenant is, I don't know, it's just this very strange, gothic, sexually charged horror movie. And, I think Prometheus is good. I like Prometheus. But I just, between those two movies, I always gravitate towards Covenant more. I just like it more. I mean, any movie that has Danny McBride as a space guy, that gets a pass for me. I don't know.
All right, Brad, where do you fall on this?
I'm also going to bring the hammer down because Alien Covenant would be number three for me as well. I appreciate the big swing that Prometheus takes, and I on some level, I admire how ambitious it is as far as like distinguishing itself from the rest of the Alien franchise. But for me, what I like about Covenant is that it takes the weirdness from Prometheus, combines it a little bit better with the Alien formula, and gives us something that feels like it's more attuned to the Alien franchise as opposed to Prometheus being on its weird little island.
I like the weird little island. I like that there is what is essentially what right-wing Republicans think abortions look like, of that it's just playing the claw game. I am a huge fan of Prometheus and how weird it is, because, like, you know, this is also Ridley Scott coming back and going, all right, I've seen what you've all done to my children and you fucked it up. Let me fix it by making it even weirder and fuckier. Like, I'm so obsessed with Prometheus, not just as a movie, but also as like the weird world that Ridley Scott's brain inhabits. Like, I'm just obsessed with it. And you don't get Covenant without Prometheus. And let me be very clear, I do love Covenant, like, quite a bit. But I just, man, Prometheus gets me. I just love it.
I see. I think for me, I'm actually much closer to Brad's alignment here in that, like, I mean, I say this as someone who literally has a David Funko Pop or Walter Funko Pop figure on his and the Alien Covenant teaser poster that just
see says you said
run
David
on
because Prometheus, duh.
Right, but I think that, like, for me, I actually really actively disliked Prometheus, like, the first time I saw it, and even my original rewatch of it was like really upsetting because kind of the promise of what it was supposed to be. And for me, I've actually been able to have a big reevaluation of Prometheus, and I actually like it a lot more than I used to, but that is because of Covenant. Like to me, like, Prometheus is a much better movie in hindsight with the notion that Covenant exists. Covenant has become one of those movies that I go to bat for, I love, I cherish. Some days it feels like one of my favorite movies when I rewatch it. I'm not even kidding. I've come to love it so desperately. And I really do think that I love how weird it is and how much, I think it is more of a proper Alien movie. What Brad said about taking the weird of Prometheus and blending that with an Alien movie, I truly believe that that's what was accomplished there. And some of the big, weird, it so overweighs any of the messiness of that film to me to just you know, so I don't know. To me, it and again, my biggest thing as a big fan of this franchise overall is that it was able to make a movie that I almost hated, like, pretty good in retrospect. So I that's where I would go.
I'm also fully aware that I'm on Prometheus Island with Prometheus on its own island. I'm like, if I know that I'm going to get pushed down. I just needed, the world needed to know my feelings about Prometheus.
I also think that the crew cast is better in Covenant, and the characters are not anywhere near as astronomically stupid in how they operate as scientists.
Yeah, that's a big flaw of Prometheus,
like,
for sure.
I don't know if you know this, but a lot of people who work for, like, big corporations and government institutions and even science are morons. So
yeah, see, like, that's never like, a lot of the criticisms against Prometheus and Covenant is that, like, the humans are stupid, but it's like, humans are stupid. I mean, look at the world we live in right now. People are very dumb. I'm not going to point out why, but I mean, just, you know, look around. People are very dumb. And I honestly think that's kind of the point, especially for the two prequels. I genuinely think Ridley Scott is a misanthrope who just hates humanity. And he's like hammering that home in these movies.
Hell yeah.
Those movies are very much pro Android. They're very much, you know, pro David. He's the main character of those movies, and it's clear that Ridley Scott is much more interested in David than he is in any of the human characters. And I genuinely think he just has a low opinion of humanity. And I feel like you can see this in a lot of his other movies. So I feel like House of Gucci is a good example of that, where like everyone in that movie is just an abysmal idiot monster. Like, he just he really doesn't like people, and I can't blame him because I also don't like people.
I like that perspective, and I do appreciate it, but I think that the problem is, in contrast to Alien and Aliens, when you have characters who are overly cautious and immediately frightened of the unknown and like are not painted to be like intentionally stupid in such a way that like they're doing dumb things when it's clear they should be cautious, I think that like it stands out more because of that, especially because they're supposed to be like, you know, seasoned like explorers and understand like that there are dangerous things that they don't know about. Whereas you have a much more blue collar crew in, you know, Alien and Aliens, basically like space truckers and Marines, and they know not to fuck around with this stuff, really.
Yeah. Yeah. BJ, I'll just say I kind of join you on Prometheus is better than Covenant and on that little island there. But we're outvoted. Even if I were to like throw my vote in here, such as it is, we would still be outvoted 3-2. So I'm going to go ahead and lock Covenant in at number 3. I just wanted to express some support for Prometheus, which we haven't said yet, is I think the most gorgeous of the Alien movies, like the most gorgeous looking. It's just incredible to look at. So yeah, shout out to Ridley Scott for bringing that incredible aesthetic to that movie and really like elevating it beyond what it was in any of the other films. So just wanted to mention that real quick. Okay, so now we're in sort of a battle between the number 4 and the number 5 slot, and we have Prometheus and Alien 3. And I want to know what everybody thinks about Alien 3, because I've never seen that movie. So Ryan, what's your take on Alien 3?
As I mentioned earlier, Aliens, I believe to be a perfect movie, one of the best sequels of all time. There's nothing I can say about that movie that doesn't make it sound like I'm just like a trite, you know, internet guy who's seen like 8 movies and Aliens is one of them that I love or whatever. But like, it's all true. And so, but I think that my problem with for so many years with Alien 3 is that you take Newt and you take Hicks, two of these incredible characters, and you just kill them. Like, I had such a hard time getting over the insanity of that decision and I don't know. But then I think over the years I've come around, like some secret rewatches and stuff it's a cool, dark movie. I almost wish it didn't have like Ripley in it. I just kind of wish it was like new characters and like space prison xenomorph weirdness. But yeah, I don't know. I come out like I like Alien 3. It's a fine movie to watch. Like, it's a good Saturday afternoon watch or whatever. But I don't feel the way about it that I do, like, even about Prometheus on some level, like where I feel connected to Prometheus in some way because of what Covenant did. And like those movies were, yeah, I don't know. Alien 3 is like this weird, like, I just don't feel extremely about it. Like, even Alien Resurrection, I feel pretty extremely about. in that I really think it's just a bad movie. Like, I really don't like it. Alien 3 just kind of exists to me, and it's been fine. I don't have anything bad to say about it, really. Like, I think, like, Fincher's even hard on it, like, for himself. Like, I'm like, he's up, dude. It's fine. But, you know, it's that's kind of where I come out on it. I think I probably have the least strong opinion, I would assume.
So what you're saying there about killing off these two important characters in that movie, as somebody who has not seen Alien 3, that reminds me of like the decision in Iron Man 3, for example, the Mandarin decision, which like divided fandom in a huge way. I wonder if anybody on this podcast is opposite of Ryan and thinks that that decision is bold and subversive and like really appreciates it for that reason.
Yeah, you know, I've always been a-okay with that. I don't know if it's because I don't know why. It never bothered me. I saw Alien 3 was the first Alien movie I saw in theaters because I think I was old enough to see it in theaters, and I was not like, oh my god, they killed these characters off. So like, I don't know, maybe because I saw it at a young age, it sort of never bothered me. Like I kind of appreciate that rather than take a more obvious route. This is the thing that's always like turned me off about the proposed Neil Blomkamp sequel, where it's like, it's a direct sequel where Hicks is bad. It's like, I don't really care about that. I don't know. It's not that I don't think that character is good. I like that character. I like Michael Biehn, but I've never been like, we need that direct follow-up. I kind of like that Alien 3 goes on a completely different path. And this ties into what I said on the other day, how I kind of like how every single Alien movie, with the exception of Romulus, which we're not talking about, but this is kind of why I don't like Romulus, I kind of like that they all sort of stand on their own. Like, yeah, they all, the main four have Ripley in them, but even when you bring Ripley back, they still feel like different movies. And I kind of appreciated that Alien 3 kept that alive and kept it going. And I also just love how bleak Alien 3 is. Alien 3 is a really bleak blockbuster movie. I mean, it ends with literally, do you want me to ruin the ending for you, Ben?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it ends with literally like Ripley dying, and like, that's like a gutsy move to kill off this main character who survived so long in this franchise. And like, she, like, you know, an alien literally bursts out of her chest and she throws herself into like molten lava or whatever. So that's such a unexpected way to end your franchise sequel, and I kind of appreciate that. That said, I wouldn't have this. This would probably be at the end of the list for me. This would probably be number five for me. I'd probably go Prometheus, then Alien 3. That's where I would rank it.
Okay. Anybody else have anything to say about Alien 3, or anybody think that Alien 3 should be in the number four slot?
I would still keep Alien 3 in five, personally. But I will say, I think that Alien 3 is doing some really interesting stuff thematically, because not only is it incredibly bleak, but it's also, there's so much interesting stuff going on in terms of like what it means to be terminal. There's a lot of interesting stuff to be said about the toxic masculinity within like militarized groups, like really heavy stuff that's like very human heavy stuff. I mean, there's also allegories about, you know, Alien 3 kind of being about the AIDS crisis that I find really fascinating. And I think all of those themes are why this movie, of all the Alien movies, I think this is the one that has gotten the most like reassessment from people going, I think there's more to it than what we expect. That said, I still would put it at five, but
okay.
That's just me.
Okay. What do you think, Brad?
Yeah, I think that there's interesting readings of the movie, and there's definitely more bubbling underneath the surface than it would seem. I mean, it's a Fincher movie, and granted, while it was definitely tainted by the studio system, and like he has recounted several times like the terrible experience he had, this is the one, right? I agree that like it's there's more here than it just being like a bad Alien movie, but I would personally put it at my number four, but like I also can't necessarily like push back significant enough to like against like the ambitiousness and like the different approach and perspective that Prometheus brings to the table, which I mentioned, you know, before, that I appreciate. So like, yeah, I'm fine with like these being kind of like swapped and either in either position, because they're kind of like on a level playing field for me.
Okay, it sounds like everybody has reached some loose agreement here. So I'll read through the list and then I'll open the floor up if anybody has anything to say about these that we didn't get a chance to really talk about. So number one, Alien, Ridley Scott's Alien. Number two, James Cameron's Aliens. Number three, Ridley Scott back again, Alien Covenant. Number four, Scott again, Prometheus. Number five, David Fincher's Alien 3. So anybody else have anything that's any points you wanted to respond to or any, I guess, closing thoughts on any of these that we have in the top five here?
I'd probably get yelled at if we were going to include them, but I probably would have ranked the first Alien versus Predator above Alien 3, which I know that's going to sound terrible, but like, it's a bad movie, but it's one that I enjoy watching more. Like, it's not, you know, that's all I'll say is that Requiem is garbage. Like, there's no redeeming it. But the first Alien versus Predator, if you can sort of get away from the wasted potential that you're seeing while watching it, it's kind of a fun movie. But that's more aligned to my own sensibilities. I can't necessarily rightfully say that it's like a better made movie than Alien 3 or anything like that. But that's all I'll add, since we didn't talk about him.
I would put Air Bud Golden Receiver on this list before any of the Alien versus Predator movies.
I was just going to say, like, Ryan is really lucky that I had myself muted because I was eating Takis, because I screamed very loudly the second you came in with that scorching hot take that needs to be extinguished and locked away and put into a quarantine.
I just want the listeners to know that the tone of this conversation probably happens at least once a week in our Slack just because of something I say. But that's okay. I'm used to it by now.
All right. Well, this has been really fun, you guys. Thank you so much for joining me and doing all the hard work that I didn't, that I was not prepared to do.
Watch Alien 3 now?
That's
then?
What I was going to ask. Like, do you guys think that I'm really missing out by not seeing...
I would recommend
seeing...
watching it. I think you might get something out of it.
It's worth watching. Yeah, I mean, it's still an Alien movie, and it's a David Fincher movie. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I recently did a rewatch of all of them in the lead-up for Romulus, and it really was a really great time. Like, even the ones that I don't like as much, I still had a lot of fun with it.
Okay, excellent. All right, well, I will add it to my list of things to check out for sure. You can find more about all of the Alien movies at slashfilm.com. I will try to link to a few things in the show notes for this episode as well. Slash Film Daily is published every weekday, bringing you the most exciting news from the world of movies and TV, as well as deeper dives into the great features you can find on the site. You can subscribe to the show on Apple, Overcast, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Send your feedback, questions, comments, concerns, and mailbag topics to us at bpearson@slashfilm.com. Make sure to leave your name and general geographic location in case we mention your email on the air. Don't forget to take a minute to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That really does help us out a lot. Tell your friends about the show any way you can. Thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you all tomorrow.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair. We help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.